Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Grace, peace, and love from our Lord Jesus Christ, from the God of all goodness. This morning, I'm going to read what the Lord spoke in my heart first and then give you a scripture. I think you'll understand the scripture clearly when I get through exposing you to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today. First of all, the Lord says, time for you to understand His abundance. Today I decree for your life to be filled with my abundance in everything. It is time for you to know how to flow in my mysteries and secrets of abundance. I am not the God of not enough or just enough. No, I am calling you to know me as the God of more than enough. Permit me to take you on a journey of my abundance where you will never see lack and limitation another day in your life. Today, the Holy Spirit will enlist you as a student to the awesome knowledge of how to live the life of abundance I provided for you through my Son, who will stop the thief in your life as you yield to truth. The abundant life in every area belongs to you, and I release an anointing of abundance on your life today, wherever you may be, in your car, at home, on your job. I want you to get ready to know the secrets and the mysteries of abundance, and I'm going to walk you through abundance for a few days that you can rise to that position. The word of the Master in John 10:10, a familiar scripture, but with the anointing and with truth and revelation, it will be a scripture that belongs to you, and you will live on the right side of that scripture. John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Meditate that verse. Think about what it means to have no lack and no limitation in your life. And as you function as a student of abundance, you will see that beyond your job, beyond your last name, the Spirit of God will bring you into realms of abundance that you have never seen before. So get ready. I declare and decree abundance cometh to you now.